Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to come and share God's word with you again.
非常高兴有机会到这里来和大家一起分享主的话语。
2 weeks from today is Resurrection Sunday.
两个星期之后就是主复活之日。
I prefer Resurrection Sunday to Easter Sunday.
比起复活节来说，比起受难节来说，我更喜欢复活节。
The Friday before Easter is traditionally called Good Friday.
复活节之前的这个星期五，传统上我们叫做受难节。
And that first Good Friday appeared to be the darkest and most tragic of Fridays in all of history.
头一个受难节的那个周五的话，似乎 是史上一个最黑暗、最灾难性的一天。
And the reason being, our Savior was crucified.
因为我们的救主被钉十架。
And yet a lot can happen in 3 days.
可是呢，在三天之内，很多事情可以发生。
Someone said many, many years ago,
有人在很久以前曾经这样说，
It was Friday, but Sunday was coming.
虽然到了周五，但是周日马上就来到。
Night turned to day.
黑夜变成白昼。
Dark became brilliant light.
黑暗变成光明。
Sorrow became joy.
愁苦变成喜乐。
Death became life.
死亡变成复活。
And the cruel cross became an empty tomb.
残酷的十架变成了空空的坟墓。
The resurrection of Jesus is a critical truth to Christianity.
主耶稣的复活是基督教信仰中最关键的一个真理。
But at the same time, it's a comforting truth to we who are Christians.
同时，对我们这样的基督徒来说，也是一个非常安慰的一个事实。
I'd like to take a few moments to consider 3 realities about resurrection.
让我们一起来花点时间来思考一下有关复活的三个方面的事实。
First of all, the empty tomb of resurrection.
第一，复活的空坟墓。
Secondly, the eyewitnesses of the resurrection.
复活的见证人。
And thirdly, the everyday value of the resurrection.
第三，复活对我们每天的生活都特别重要。
So let's consider our first point, the empty tomb.
来看第一点，空空的坟墓。
The resurrection is historically validated.
复活是在历史上已经被证实的。
And what I mean by that is it's real history.
我的意思是，是确确实实历史上发生过的。
It really happened.
真的发生过。
It's recorded in all 4 of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
在四卷福音书里边，马太、马可、路加、约翰都有记载。
Before Josh McDowell became a Christian.
在乔氏麦克道尔成为基督徒。
And a great defender of Christianity.
以及基督教最伟大的护教者之前
，He tried to aggressively discredit the Bible.
他花了很多很大力气，试图来指证圣经是不符合历史事实的。
But afterwards, he had to conclude that the scriptures were absolutely trustworthy.
但是后来，他不得不得出这样一个结论：圣经那是绝对可靠的。
He declared, if you throw out the Bible as history.
他甚至宣称说，如果你把圣经作为历史扔掉的话
，then you have to discard all the literature of ancient times.
那么你就得扔掉所有古代至今所有的文献。
He came to this conclusion for a very, very good reason.
他之所以得出这样的结论，是因为
there is no other ancient document.
没有任何其他的
that has as much evidence to confirm its reliability.
能像圣经一样提供了这么许多的证据来确认它的可靠性。
The scriptural record is trustworthy because it is God's word.
圣经上所记载的是绝对可信的，因为它是神的话语。
That's why we can put our confidence in it. It is the very word of God.
这就是为什么我们可以完全的信赖它，因为它是神的话语。
Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3:16.
保罗在提摩太后书三章十六节上这么说。
He wrote, "All Scripture is God-breathed."
圣经都是神所启示的。
It comes from God. It flows from God. It emanates in God.
是从神那里来的，每字每句都是来自神。
Listen to the words of the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 2.
彼得后书这么记载的。
He said, "Men were moved by the Holy Spirit." And they spoke from God.
是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
So we have this historical record that's accurate, that teaches us that Jesus indeed rose from the dead.
我们有下面这样一段历史的确实记载，告诉我们耶稣从死里复活了。
I want to read Luke's account of the resurrection.
我想来读一下路加所记载的有关复活的信息。
It's found in Luke 24, and I'm just going to read the first six verses.
我只想读一下路加二十四章里边前六节。
One of the things we learn about Dr. Luke, who wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts,
有关写路加福音和使徒行传的路加。
He was an outstanding historian.
他是一个非常著名的历史学家。
Let me read from Luke 24.
路加二十四章。
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared.
七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前。
And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
他们看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了。
But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。
While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing.
正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。
And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead?"
妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？
He is not here, but he has risen, just as he said.
他不在这里，已经复活了，正像他自己所说的。
The biblical record is accurate.
圣经的记载是准确的。
We need to believe the Holy Scriptures.
我们需要相信圣经所说的话。
We need to trust God's word.
我们必须信任神所说的话。
Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again.
耶稣从死里已经复活了，他不会再死。
He is alive.
他活着。
Jesus lives today.
耶稣活在今天。
He's in heaven.
他在天上。
At the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
在父神的右边。
And he's coming again.
他要再来。
Now let's look at our second value.
我们来看看第二点。
The eyewitnesses.
复活的见证人。
Did anybody see Jesus after he rose from the dead?
耶稣从死里复活以后，有人见过他吗？
Of course we know many, many people saw him.
当然我们知道，很多很多的人见过他。
The resurrection was visually authenticated.
复活是有人亲眼看见来证实的。
There were many eyewitnesses of Jesus after he was raised from the dead.
主耶稣从死里复活以后，有很多很多的人肉眼见过他。
I'm not going to identify all of them.
我不会在这里一个一个把他们指明出来。
But I want to read a passage of scripture where Paul tells us about some of them.
但是我在这里要念一段保罗所记载的有一些人见过他的经历。
1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书第十五章
is often called the resurrection chapter.
这章通常我们叫做复活之章节。
Listen to the words of Paul.
我们来看看保罗怎么说。
As he identifies some of the witnesses who saw Jesus.
他说这里他就指名道姓地说出那些见过耶稣的人。
Paul writes, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
第四节，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
Cephas is another name for Peter.
基法就是彼得的另外一个名字。
And the 12 would be Jesus' disciples.
十二使徒就是跟着耶稣的那十二个人。
After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep.
后来一时还显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却有已经睡了的。
Then he appeared to James, that would be Jesus' brother.
后来又显现给雅各看。这就是耶稣的弟兄弟弟
and to all of the apostles
然后再写给所有的使徒看
and last of all as to one untimely born he appeared to me that's Paul speaking
末了也显给我看我如同未到产期而生的人一般这是指的保罗
there's an old phrase that says seeing is believing
有句话说眼见为实
The night of Jesus' resurrection from the dead
耶稣从死里复活的那个晚上
The disciples were gathered together in an upper room in Jerusalem
使徒在耶路撒冷的一间房子里面聚集
Jesus appeared to them miraculously even though the doors were shut and the windows were closed
耶稣向他们突然显现可是当时是门是关着的窗户也是关着的
But one of the disciples was missing
其中有一个使徒不在那里
Thomas
多马不在
We don't know where he was
我们不知道他当时在哪里
He might have been very discouraged
他可能非常非常沮丧
And very sad
非常懊悔
Because his Lord was now dead
因为他的主已经死了
Whatever the reason, he was not present
不管是什么原因当时他不在场
He came to visit those men after Jesus left.
主耶稣离开以后，多马来了。
And they said to him, "You missed it. Jesus was here. We saw him."
他们告诉他，哎呀，你没看到主耶稣，主耶稣刚刚在这里呢。
And Thomas responded, "I won't believe it unless I can touch his wounds with my hands."
多马说，除非我的手能够。触到他的伤痕，我总不信。
One week later,
一个星期之后
this time Thomas is present.
这次多马在场。
And Jesus appears again to his disciples.
主耶稣再次向他的门徒显现。
And he spoke specifically to Thomas.
他对多马说。
And he said, he invited Thomas, come and touch my wounds and my hands, in my feet and my side.
他说多马你来摸摸我摸摸我的手摸摸我的肋旁
And Thomas responded
多马说
My Lord and my God
我的主我的神
Seeing is believing
眼见为实
He didn't have to touch Jesus
他没有必要再去摸了
He saw him with his own eyes
用他自己的肉眼他看见耶稣了
heard his voice with his own ears
用他的耳朵他亲自听见了耶稣讲话
Seeing is believing
眼见为实
So we have the eyewitnesses and now we look at our final point the everyday value
所以我们看到有见证人了现在我们看到第三点复活对我们每天都很重要
What's the point that Jesus rose from the dead? What does it teach us?
那么耶稣复活对我们来说给我们什么样的教导呢
First of all, it proves Jesus is God
首先他证明了耶稣就是神
Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 1:4
保罗在罗马书一章四节上这么说。
Referring to Jesus, he wrote these words.
他这是写的是关于耶稣。
Who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead?
因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
The English word horizon,
英文里面这个地平线这个字儿
comes from the Greek word translated in our verse, declared.
这个字是源于希腊文的显明。
A horizon marks out a boundary.
一个地平线是把一个两个东西分隔开来的一个界限。
Just as the horizon marks the boundary between earth and sky,
正如地平线是把大地和天空分开出来。
So the resurrection distinguishes Jesus from all other human beings.
复活因此也就把把耶稣跟其他所有人分别出来。
And that's what resurrection teaches us. Jesus is God.
他的复活告诉我们，耶稣就是神。
In John 10:30, Jesus said this.
约翰福音十章三十节。
I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
Sometimes people say, well, Jesus didn't mean he was God.
有的人说，耶稣并没有说他是神。
That's exactly what he meant.
但是耶稣确确实实就是这么说的。
Because the religious rulers picked up stones to stone him to death.
因为那些非常虔诚的犹太人曾经把石头拿起来要打死他。
Because they said he being a man made himself out to be God. They understood perfectly what Jesus said.
因为他们就非常了解耶稣所说的话，因为耶稣他自己是个人，但是他却把自己比作神。
Jesus is God.
耶稣就是神。
Colossians 2:9, the Apostle Paul wrote the same truth.
哥罗西书二章九节，保罗也说了同样的话。
He wrote, for in Jesus,
因为在耶稣里,
all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
有神一切的本性的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Now the fact that Jesus is God was essential to his mission for coming to earth.
耶稣本身就是神，这一点跟他的使命是息息相关的。
One day at a banquet,
有一天在一个宴会上,
Jesus declared what his mission was for coming to earth.
耶稣告诉大家他来到地上的使命是什么。
In Luke 19:10, he said these words.
路加十九章十节是这么记载的。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those which are lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
He came to die for sinners.
他来是要为我们这些罪人而死。
Sinners like you and me.
像你像我这样的罪人。
He had to be man in order to die.
他必须是个人，他才能去死。
But he had to be God to be a perfect sacrifice to God.
同时，他必须是神，才能成为我们罪的完美的一个。
Remember in the Old Testament, the Jews would bring their sacrifices to sacrifice for sin.
在旧约里边，犹太人要把祭物带到祭坛面前。
And there was a very important requirement for those sacrifices.
对那些祭物来说，有一个特别重要的一个条件。
It didn't matter if it was a ram or a lamb.
不管是羊还是一个。
A bull or a goat.
牛或者是山羊。
They had to be without blemish.
他们必须是没有瑕疵的。
They had to be without a blind eye.
必须是不是眼瞎的。
A broken leg.
或者是有个瘸腿的。
An open sore.
或者是有一个痣。
Because those sacrifices pointed to Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice.
因为那些祭物实际上是指向耶稣这个最终的一个赎罪祭。
The fact that Jesus was God, and that was proven by resurrection,
耶稣是神已经被因为他的复活而被证实。
meant that Jesus could die in their place, in our place.
就是说耶稣可以代替我们去死。
Secondly,
第二、
it proves God's justice is satisfied.
它也证明神的公义得到了满足。
In Romans 4:25, listen to the words of Paul.
罗马书四章二十五节，我们看看保罗怎么说。
Jesus was raised for our justification.
耶稣复活是为叫我们称义。
God the Father accepted Jesus' death as a complete payment for all of us who are sinners.
父神上帝已经接纳耶稣的受死，成为我们所有人所有罪的全部的赎价。
Listen to the Apostle Peter as he describes this for us.
我们来听彼得描述这个事情的时候是怎么说。
In 1 Peter 3:18,
彼得前书三章十八节。
For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God.
因基督也曾一次为罪受死，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
Listen to Paul, he writes similarly.
同样，保罗也是这样说。
2 Corinthians 5:21.
哥林多后书五章二十一节。
God made Christ, who knew no sin, to become sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里边成为神的义。
He lived the life we could not live because we're sinners.
他活出了我们因为我们是有罪的人所不能活出的生命。
He died the death we deserved to die because we are sinners.
他经历了我们作为罪人本应该去得的那个死亡。
At the cross, our sins were exchanged for Christ's righteousness.
在十字架上，我们的罪被交换成为他的义。
Our sins were charged to his spiritual bank account.
我们的罪存进了耶稣的属灵账户。
And his righteousness was charged to our spiritual bank account.
他的义存进了我们的属灵的账户。
God looked at us and saw Christ's righteousness.
当神看我们的时候，他看的是基督的义。
And he looked at Jesus and saw our unrighteousness.
神看耶稣的时候，他看到的是我们的不义。
This is called the Great Exchange.
这是看到这也就是我们所说的一个大的交换。
But this doesn't happen automatically. We have to do something with Jesus.
但这个并不是自然而然的发生的，我们必须来做一些事情。
This only becomes real for those of us who recognize we are sinners.
因为这一点。只对那些愿意承认我们是有罪的人才有效。
We need a savior.
我们需要一个救主。
And Jesus is that savior.
耶稣就是那位救主。
He died for our sins.
他为我们的罪而死。
He took our payment.
他为我们赔了这个罪的赎价的。
And he was raised from the dead to prove he was the Son of God.
他已经从死里复活，证明他就是神的儿子。
And that God's justice was satisfied.
所以神的公义就得到了满足。
And when we believe that and personalize it,
如果我们能够愿意接受它，跟我们个人发生关系。
The Bible says we're born again.
圣经上说我们就得到重生。
We're spiritually born from above.
从属灵的意义上来说，我们是从上。
We've been reconciled with God.
我们跟神和好了。
All because of Jesus' death and resurrection.
就因为耶稣是从死里已经复活。
The most famous verse in all the Bible, John 3:16.
圣经里边一句最有名的话，约翰福音三章十六节。
Helps us understand this simple truth.
帮助我们能够了解这么一个简单的真理。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
他把他的独生爱子赐给我们。
that whoever believes in him will not perish,
不至灭亡,
but will have everlasting life.
反得永生,
have you trusted Jesus as your Savior?
你已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主了吗?
Everything I've been saying is only real for those who know Jesus as Savior.
我在这里所告诉你的,
I trust that you know Jesus today.
你必须相信接受耶稣对你才有用。
And there's one more value to the resurrection that's very practical.
有关基督的复活还有一点特别重要，也特别有实际意义。
It comforts us in the face of death.
那就是对我们这些都要面对死亡的人来说，给我们带来希望。
Someone once said that the statistics on death are quite impressive.
有人曾经这样说，关于死亡的统计数字实际上是非常惊人的。
One out of one people die.
每一个人里边就会有一个人死掉。
The Bible put it this way.
圣经里边是这么说的。
In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27.
希伯来书9章27节。
It is appointed unto man once to die.
按着定命，人人都有一死。
Resurrection is the great hope of the Christian in the face of death.
而面向这样的死亡，复活就是我们基督徒最大的一个盼望。
We read a very interesting story about Jesus in John 11.
在约翰福音11章里边，我们看到一个耶稣的事情。
A very, very dear friend of Jesus died.
耶稣的一个特别好的朋友死了。
His name was Lazarus.
他的名字叫拉撒路。
And Lazarus had two sisters, Mary and Martha.
他有两个姐姐，玛丽和马大。
They sent word to Jesus that Lazarus is very sick and he's going to die any day. Please come.
他们打发人到耶稣那里去说，你所爱的人快要死了，快来救他。
But Jesus deliberately delayed.
但是耶稣故意耽搁了。
And in the meantime, Lazarus died.
这个时候，拉撒路就死了。
Then Jesus made his way to Bethany, where Lazarus lived.
然后耶稣就去拉撒路所在的伯大尼。
He is met just outside of the city by one of the sisters.
他在村子的外边就遇到他的姐姐。
And she says, Lord, if you had only been here, you could have saved him.
他说，主啊，你若早在这里，他必不死。
And then he said to her,
耶稣对他说,
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And then he did an incredible thing.
然后他就行了一件神迹。
He went to the cemetery and told them to move the stone away from the entrance to the place where Lazarus was buried.
他们就走到拉撒路所埋的那个坟墓面前，叫他们把石头滚开。
One of the sisters protested and said, No, 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 he's been in there 4 days. He stinks.
他的姐姐说，主啊，他在那里已经4天了，恐怕已经是很臭了。
Jesus said, No, move the stone.
耶稣说，把石头滚开。
He prayed a prayer.
他祷告了。
And then he said,
然后他这么说,
Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路出来。
And to the astonishment of the people, out stumbled Lazarus, very much alive.
在所有人惊奇的眼光里边，拉撒路起来了。
Jesus was saying, I am the resurrection and the life, and now I'm going to prove it to you. When he spoke forth Lazarus' name, Lazarus came out of the tomb, and it was Jesus demonstrating, My resurrection is guaranteeing your resurrection one day.
耶稣说过，复活在我。
Someone has suggested that if he hadn't said just specifically Lazarus' name,
有人这么说，如果当时耶稣没有特别指定拉撒路这个名字,
the entire cemetery would have risen from the dead.
那么当时在所有墓园里边，其他的人也会复活过来。
Jesus' resurrection is a guarantee that each Christian will also be given a new body.
耶稣的复活也就是保证了我们每一个信主的人要在复活之日有一个新的身体。
Paul wrote these words in 1 Corinthians 15:20.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章里边这么说。
But now Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who die.
但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
Paul was saying Jesus' resurrection is a promise of our resurrection.
意思就是说，耶稣的复活也就像我们承诺我们说，我们也要复活。
A few verses later, Paul asks a question.
后面经节里边，保罗问了这样一个问题。
What kind of a body will we have?
那么我们复活的时候，我们会有一个什么样的身体呢？
In verses 41 through 44, he uses four words to describe our resurrected bodies.
四十一节到四十四节里边，他用了几个形容词来描述以后我们复活以后的身体是什么样的。
First of all, they will be imperishable.
首先是不朽坏的身体。
A body no longer subject to disease and death.
那个身体不会再经历疾病和死亡。
He says our bodies will be glorious.
他说我们的身体将是一个荣耀的身体。
A body no longer tainted with the shame of sin.
那个身体不会再因为有罪而蒙羞。
Within our bodies right now,
在我们现在的身体里边，
sin exists.
罪还在。
And that's why we think things we shouldn't, and say things we shouldn't, and do things we shouldn't.
那就是我们为什么会想一些我们不该想的，我们做一些我们不该做的，我们看一些我们不该看的。
But our resurrected bodies are glorious.
但是我们复活的身体是荣耀的身体。
He uses a third word. They're powerful.
第三个是强壮的身体。
A body no longer susceptible to temptation.
我们的那个身体不再会被试探。
Don't you hate temptation?
你恨恶那个试探吗？
Every day we're being solicited, we're being tempted by the enemy to disobey our God.
每天那仇敌都来试探我们，让我们不遵从神的旨意。
To grieve our Lord.
让我们的主伤心。
One day we'll have a body no longer subject to temptation.
有一天我们将有一个这样的身体，不再被罪恶试探。
And finally, he uses another word to describe those new bodies. They will be spiritual.
最后他还用了一个词，就是一个灵性的身体。
They are physical bodies, just like we have today.
有肉体的身体，像我们目前我们现在的这个身体一样。
But like Jesus' body, no longer limited by time and space.
但是像主耶稣那样的身体，他就不再被时空所限制。
Aren't you looking forward to that body?
你对这样的身体难道不盼望吗？
I can't wait.
我可等不及了。
I turned 71 in December.
12月的时候我就71岁了。
And my body reminds me of it every morning.
我的身体每天都在提醒我这件事。
What a glorious day. There's a new you and a new me coming.
在那个荣耀的日子里边，有一个新的你，有一个新的我将要来到。
51 years ago, this past January,
51年以前的这个一月份，
My mother died very unexpectedly at age 48.
当时我的母亲不幸在她48岁的时候她就离世了。
I was 19 and a brand new Christian.
我只有19岁而且刚刚信主。
Obviously I was devastated.
很显然
I was heartbroken.
我非常的伤心。
And I was desperately seeking comfort.
我拼命地要寻找安慰。
I found hope in the resurrection.
我在复活里边找到了希望。
My mother was a Christian.
我母亲是个基督徒。
And I was begging God that night to just give me assurance that that was true.
那天晚上 我求神给我这个确据。
And guess which chapter in the Bible he led me to?
你知道主带我到圣经上的哪个章节吗？
1 Corinthians 15, the resurrection chapter.
哥林所前书十五章有关复活的章节。
I don't believe the Bible's a magic book.
我并不认为圣经只是一本一般的书。
Meaning, when you want a message from God, you just let it open up and then drop your finger down and there's your answer.
你不能说有事的时候你随便打开你的圣经随便指上一个经节。
I don't believe that.
我不认为那是对的。
But I do believe God works miraculously and supernaturally.
但是我确实相信神是可以行神迹的。
And that night, I opened my Bible up, and guess which chapter I was in?
那天晚上当我打开圣经的时候你能想象我看到的是哪个章节吗？
The resurrection chapter.
就是这个复活的章节。
And I started to read it.
那我开始读。
And I read it over.
我再读。
And over.
我一遍一遍的读。
When it suddenly dawned on me.
最后他告诉我。
My mother is alive and she's getting a new body one day because that's what God's word says.
他告诉我我的母亲是活着的。我的母亲要得到一个新的身体，这是圣经上所告诉我的。
And as I stood at her graveside,
当我站在她的坟墓旁边的时候，
that very cold and snowy January morning over in Minnesota,
在那个又寒冷又下着雪的那个下午，在明尼苏达州的下午，
I felt the gentle and warm comfort of the Good Shepherd.
我确实感觉到那来自这位好牧人轻柔而又温柔的安慰。
As he reminded me that one day,
他就提醒我将来有一天，
in the future,
有一天在将来里边，
my mother would rise from the dead at the very spot where I was standing.
我的母亲就要在我所站的那个地方从死里复活过来。
Let me read just a few verses that spoke to me that day from 1 Corinthians.
那么我那天我所读的经文里边到底是我读到什么呢？
This is 1 Corinthians 15:51, and I'm going to read through the next few verses.
这是哥林多前书第十五章从五十一节开始的几节经文。
Listen to these wonderful words.
我们来听听神最美妙的言语。
He said, For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that it is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的。这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不朽的。那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？This morning I want you to take hope, my friends.
这个早餐，我的朋友。这个早晨，我让你看到这个希望，看到这个盼望。
That Christian spouse，
也许有一位是你的
That Christian parent，
或者是你的信主的
That Christian child，
或者是一位已经信主的孩子
That Christian friend，
或者是一位已经信主的你的朋友
That death claimed，
虽然他们已经死了
They will rise again。
但是他们必然要复活。
And that's the comfort of the resurrection.
复活带给我们的安慰。
We learned today that Jesus' resurrection is a critical truth to Christianity.
所以今天我们所听学到的是第一点，耶稣的复活是我们基督信仰里边一个最关键的一个事实。
Yet at the same time, it's a tremendous comforting truth to we who are Christians.
同时也是对我对你对我作为基督徒来说是一个巨大的安慰的一个事实。
On that first Easter Sunday，
在第一个复活节的 主日。
The angel said to the women who were the first visitors to the tomb,
天使对第一批来到坟墓的妇女们说,
Why do you seek the living one amongst the dead?
你们为什么在死人中找活人呢?
He is not here, for he has risen.
他不在这里,他已经复活了。
Somebody said this about the tomb.
有人关于这个坟墓说了这样的话。
The tomb of Christ is famous because of what it does not contain.
基督的坟墓之所以闻名于世，就是因为它里边什么都没有。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is risen. He is risen indeed.
他已经复活，他确实已经复活。
Let me pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
我们亲爱的天父，
Thank you for sending your son Jesus,
谢谢你赐下你的独生爱子，
to become our Savior,
让他成为我们的救主。
Thank you that he died in our place on the cross,
谢谢你他为我们死在十架上。
And thank you that you raised him from the dead.
谢谢你，你让他从死里复活。
Proving that he is the Son of God.
证明他是神的儿子。
And that your justice is satisfied.
所以你的公义得到满足。
And we remember on this Lord's Day.
在主日里边我们记住。
That Jesus is alive.
耶稣他活着。
And he is coming again.
他还要再来。
And there is a new us coming as well.
同样有一个新的我们要来到。
Thank you for the hope of resurrection.
谢谢你给我们带来复活的盼望。
In the wonderful name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Thank you very much and God bless you.
谢谢大家，神祝福。